The Thánaiste Leo Varadkar Carr has said that the government is still very much on track both to meet its vaccine target for the end of June and further ease COVID-19 restrictions in early May. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, is expected to publish the details of a revised vaccine rollout plan later today. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Yesterday's news that Pfizer-BioNTech was bumping up its supply of COVID-19 vaccine by more than 500,000 doses over the next 3 months couldn't have come at a more welcome time for the government. Ministers had been reeling from the double whammy of the use of the AstraZeneca product being significantly curtailed and exports of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine being temporarily suspended by the company. The Pfizer-BioNTech deal, which was negotiated by the European Commission, led to a renewed confidence from the Taoiseach, Thánaiste then Health Minister, of meeting the government target of ensuring that 80% of adults will have an offer of their first vaccine before the end of June. At the Department of Health, Minister Stephen Donnelly is working on a revised vaccine rollout plan which will take account of the recent turbulence. However, consideration as to whether to delay people receiving the second dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will require further analysis over the coming days. Sinn Féin's health spokesman David Cullinan said the next 6 weeks present a real opportunity in the battle against COVID-19. However, he warned the government needed to get three key measures right: contact tracing, travel checks and vaccine rollout.
The online portal for people aged between 65 and 69 to register for their COVID-19 vaccine will open for bookings from 10 o'clock this morning. Our environment and science correspondent, George Lee.
Online registration for COVID-19 vaccine appointments for 69-year-olds will open from 10 a.m. this morning on the HSE website or by phone on the HSE live number, which is 1850 24 1850. Booking then opens for 68-year-olds from tomorrow onwards, 67-year-olds from Saturday, 66-year-olds from Sunday and 65-year-olds from Monday next onwards. People will need their PPS number, air code, mobile phone number and an email address to register online. These vaccinations, which are expected to start in a little over 1 week's time, will be administered at vaccination centres rather than at GP surgeries. The HSE said there is no hurry for people in this age group to register immediately, that they can do so at their convenience, and that registering first does not mean that a person will get vaccinated first.
People arriving here from 16 additional countries, including the United States and Canada, France, Belgium and Italy, are subject from today to mandatory hotel quarantine with limited exemptions. However, the Dublin Airport Authority say there has been no overall increase in passenger numbers from the countries affected in recent days. On this programme, the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Roisin Shortall, said the government needs to urgently address the issue of capacity for the mandatory system.
We know that in recent days there haven't been enough hotel bedrooms, and we also know that today an additional 16 countries are added to the list. So what is actually going to happen today and over the next few days in relation to those people who will be arriving here? But overall it's a situation where, you know, the government weren't ready for this. That's regrettable, and they need to now put all of the plans in place to cater for the demand that will be there.
The Northern Ireland Executive is to meet today to agree an indicative timeline for the easing of COVID-19 restrictions. It's expected Stormont ministers will agree a broad timeline for reopening of wider parts of the economy, including non-essential retail, personal services like hairdressers and beauty salons, and the hospitality sector, including restaurants and pubs. The Health Minister, Robin Swan, said the scales are tipping in favour of accelerating the process, but warned it is not without risk. The Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, said it's important to give people something to look forward to in the weeks and months ahead. Concern about the effects on children of increased drinking at home during the pandemic have been expressed in the latest official alcohol study. The Health Research Board has found that alcohol consumption overall has plateaued at a high level in Ireland in recent years. Our Dublin correspondent, John Kilrain.
The average Irish person drank the equivalent of 40 bottles of vodka in 2019, which is the ninth highest alcohol consumption rate in the world. And the Health Research Board says there was only a 6.5% drop in consumption, despite pubs being largely closed. It said increased drinking in the home is a concern because of studies which have shown the negative effect it has on children. Pre-pandemic statistics here show that around one-third of Irish children live with at least one parent who is either a binge drinker or alcohol dependent. And that children in one-sixth of households experience harm as a result of someone else's drinking, ranging from 4% witnessing serious violence to 12% who report being negatively affected. The report also found that nearly two-thirds of 17-year-olds had been really drunk, with a slightly higher percentage being girls rather than boys for the first time.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
Bright and sunny in many areas with mist and fog patches soon clearing. Becoming more cloudy in places this afternoon. Highest temperatures 11 to 15 degrees, warmest in the west.